Welcome to Faithful She Speaks, the podcast where we celebrate the heartwarming and powerful testimonies of Latter-day Saint women and their remarkable life experiences. I'm your host, Micah Klug, and we're proud to be in partnership with the Home Faith Family brand. Welcome to Faithful She Speaks.
Hey there, friend, and happy Friday or Saturday or Tuesday, whenever you're listening to this. So a text hit my phone the other day, and it was from a friend who said, "I'm crying every time I look at her. I don't know how to stop. She's going to think something is wrong." And I'll have to admit, a smile actually crept on my face, but only because I knew what my friend was going through. It's not that I was happy that her daughter was worried that her mom was crying by any means, but the reason why I was smiling is because her oldest child's baptism was a week away. And she, as a mother, couldn't believe these last 8 years flew by so fast. I mean, wasn't it just yesterday she held her newborn close to her chest and nursed her? Wasn't it just yesterday that this baby wrapped her tiny hand around this mother's finger and just nuzzled her way into their family? And yet this little girl was a few days from entering into the waters of baptism. I sent a reply back saying, yes, they're happy tears. She'll understand them when she makes you a grandma. Just tell her it's a mom thing. And in her 8-year-old wisdom, she'll say, oh yes, I see. She's the oldest, so she'll think she understands. I sent a little wink emoji. My friend replied, I don't know whether to be shocked that you made me a grandma in less than a minute or to laugh because this would actually work with my little girl. When you look back on your life, you'll find moments when you desperately needed a friend, but maybe she wasn't there. Those moments when having someone who understands would have made life a little easier. A shoulder to cry on, an ear to listen to, or a hand to hold. Then there are those women who come into our lives, and the only word that could describe a small bit of the miracles they do for us is angelic. Those are the ones who seem to know when they need to show up with a mug of hot chocolate and a hug. They're the ones who can see through our smiles and know when we need a listening ear and a Dr. Pepper. They're the ones who give us 5 minutes to ourselves and makes us feel less alone in this crazy journey called motherhood. For as many times as we think about the women who have been that kind of friend to us, you need to remember, you have been that friend to someone else. You are someone's angel, someone's sister, and someone's friend. It may not feel like it, but you have been that person who showed up at the exact moment when they needed it most. Just by being there, listening, and offering your love and support, you have made a difference in their lives. Bonnie Oscarson once said, "To be sisters implies that there is an unbreakable bond between us. Sisters take care of each other, watch out for each other, comfort each other, and are there for each other through thick and thin. The Lord has said, I say unto you, be one. And if you are not one, you're not mine." We need to realize that we all desire to serve in the kingdom, using our unique talents and gifts in any way. Then we can enjoy our sisterhood and our associations and begin to serve. Isn't that such a beautiful quote? Sister Oscarson is just wonderful to just lay down the fact that there doesn't need to be a competition. There doesn't need to be a sense of ourselves downplaying our own role and contributions while comparing ourselves to the other incredible women, because we are all incredible in our own rights because we all have our strengths. It's not fair to ourselves to take our weaknesses and compare them with someone's strengths, because Satan tries everything to get us to be critical or judgmental of one another or even of ourselves. He wants us to focus on our differences and compare ourselves to one another. I mean, you may love to make the latest Mediterranean diets and drink green kale smoothies because it makes you feel healthy and happy, while I consider bread to be one of life's major and greatest food groups. But we can still be friends, can't we? I'm grateful for the blessing of friendships and of sisterhood, for the women who have been angels, and for the opportunities that we have to be angels to others. But throughout all of this, if you find yourself in a place where you feel like there aren't angels nearby, please remember you're not alone. The Lord promises to always be with you, and if you ever need someone to pray for you, talk with you or just be a listening ear for you, send me an email or a DM on Instagram. I'd love to have you on my prayer list. And if you are looking for any free resources to share with the girls that you minister with, or just something fun for yourself, we just released free adult Bible coloring pages on our website. Grab them while you can. There are about 10 different coloring pages, and it would make such a fun gift, an icebreaker for your Sunday school class to share with a friend or to use for yourself at home. I'll link to them in the show notes below. Otherwise, I love hearing from you, and I'm praying that you have a wonderful day. Take care, friend.